Exterior, Cockton, night. At a round clearing behind the cottage is a large fire pit with benches of seats and a small stage. Ace comes from the group to stand upon the wooden stage as Zan adds another log to the fire. It crackles and burns bright. Ace. It was a spring day. The wind was strong. The mood was dark as a storm approached. I was at the end of my shift at the daycare when I came upon the report. Zan sits next to Willow, puts his arm around her. You see, there was a lad who was my favorite at the daycare. We weren't to have favorites at the center, but of course you click with some the way you do now with others. Jaybird. I called him Jaybird. He was a strong kid with the deepest of blue eyes, like a blue jay. So I called him Jaybird. The report was on the desk in the office. It was my day to close up shop. All the kids had been picked up by their parents, and Jaybird remained. I'd given him the final snack for the day. He ate and sipped the cocoa as I read. He played with bells on the table, but continued to eat. Abused to the point of being knocked unconscious for hours. The paramedics were called, and he was transported to the hospital and... What? What? Jaybird? This adorable 5-year-old, what? Ace took a step from the stage. He stumbled and fell onto the ground as a spark jumped from the fire and fell into his hair. It flamed up instantly, and Willow moved quickly to pour water on him. He turned on his back and smiled at her, then knelt, then stood, taking his place upon the stage again to continue. Jaybird recovered in the hospital, then returned home to the father who beat him. Rose, the mother, tried to stop him. The report made clear that numerous attempts were made by her to stop the father from abusing his son. I heard footsteps, put the report down, and there she was, standing before me in the office. There were tears in her eyes. Her face was bruised. I held her and then took Jaybird. Took Jaybird away from what she could not correct.